understanding, certain pension funds and state funds have to buy them, so they create an artificially high price. If you want to sell any quantity, you have to have a different price. And so in this refunding, the price that people can take this is at a considerably higher rate than the average rate of other long-term bonds, which don't, government bonds, which don't meet them. After a month, then they come together again. They, offer goes away, and the price goes up, cost goes down. But I think so far we've been generally very successful. There's no sign of any tightness in bank credit as yet. That will only come as far as we see if tax bill is successful and the economy really starts to move. There has been more bank borrowing this year than last year, too, which is an indication of the economy doing better this year than last year, but that's not enough to cause any real tightness. And one interesting thing, we just got the first figures of total new sales of bonds, both municipal and corporate, which are borrowing, which is also an indication of volume of business. And because of a much better third quarter this year than last year, we're now ahead of last year for the first time in total. So it looks like this year will be a bigger volume.
We don't want to recommend that because that's going, commissioner, it's just a sort of a too bad that they move so rapidly.
Different from any others, and that we speech. It's on the 2nd of October, on the 1st of October. We'll have some
idea about September.
We'll have
it.
We'll have
it. Mike Hoyt Nickens.
Yes.
On the 30th.
Credit here, 87%.
That's it. Appreciation. That helps a lot.
What about
$1 billion worth of outside of government accounts from the Fed of refunding this deal. And presumably here it's important too what happens with respect to the structure of that refund.
Well, as far as the refunding for the rest of the year is concerned,
that's he was not with a hair-free fellow, then all he had to worry about was the enemy.
Thank you.